Welcome back to Witchcast, guys. My name is Julia. I'm the host to this podcast. So today we're going to be talking about divination, specifically tarot cards, and how they play with your emotions. So it's a kind of a really interesting episode because I got this comment from one of my friends on Instagram. He was telling me that I should make an episode about emotions and divination. So, I mean, like, it doesn't specifically have to be all tarot cards. It could be everything. Like, it could be oracle cards, pendulums. It could be, you know, like, reading tea leaves, palmistry. Emotions play, like, a huge role into what the result's going to be. So, I think it's a pretty important thing to talk about. But before we do all that fun stuff, or talk about that fun stuff, I should say, let's pull a tarot card of the day. So give me 2 seconds. I'm going to shuffle and then we'll see what's going on. Okay, so I pulled the Knight of Swords. No shocker. the reason why I say that is because if y'all follow me on my Instagram, I've been getting the sword suit like maybe 5 times out of the whole week, and or like 5 days of the week. And it's ridiculous because I just don't understand why I keep getting swords. Like, what is it trying to tell me, right? So, I don't really like getting the suit because I always just feel like, you know, it's a lot of negativity, cold-heartedness, and just anger. Because the sword suits, they describe your thoughts and state of mind. And typically when this suit comes up, it's time for you to make a plan and let go of worry or change. So, you know, it deals a lot with what you're thinking about, like for the day. So let's say I always think it's a good idea to do one in the morning and one at night. But lately I've been doing it in the nighttime. I should be doing it in the morning too. But, yeah, I've been doing it at nighttime, and it kind of, like, tells me exactly what I was thinking about the entire day. And so, I got a couple cards that were just, like, what the fuck? Like, how was I even remotely thinking about this? And it just doesn't make any sense to me. So, but before we get to the why I was feeling that way, let's talk about the Knight of Swords. And I got it upright, so... Typically with the Knight of Swords, it's a protector card. It talks about your bravery, you know, all your accomplishments that you've done to help keep yourself in check. It talks about seizing the moment of what's going on currently. It talks about like a lot of big changes that are going into your life and something that you should pay attention to. So for this episode, I feel like the Knight of Swords is a not bad card to get, especially because it's upright. The reverse, obviously, it means something, you know, miss opportunities, you're lazy, and you kind of just have a lot of self-doubt. But since we got it upright, it's not too bad. And I think for this episode, it kind of makes sense to get it because I'm trying really hard to seize the moment and focus on the podcast and really give it my all again. And, you know, like in the beginning, I kind of went really hard and I got burned out really quickly. That's what Geminis do. I feel like they just go really, they're like really passionate in the beginning and they go like full force, but they get burned out really quickly. That's just how I am. I'm not sure if other Geminis are like that, but if you are, nothing wrong with that. It's just that's how we are and that's how we kind of like work and focus, right? So, yeah, this card is okay. I give it like a 2 out of 5, rating wise to see how good of a card it is. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to like complain about it, but, the sword suit, it plays a lot with, the Gemini, the Libra, and the Aquarius signs, the zodiac signs. But it represents, like I said, your thoughts and the mind. So it's always a good thing to kind of get when you need to see what to focus on and what to think about. So thank you, card. You've been amazing. Thank you for not killing me and making me depressed. So there's that card. And, I wanted to talk about how, like I said, emotion plays with reading tarot cards. Or, like I said, it doesn't have to be just tarot cards, but this episode specifically will be narrated or will be leading towards tarot cards. So when you read tarot cards, every single time that I do it, I'm always in a state of mind where I'm completely neutral. Okay? So I don't come into it, like, I don't read when I'm, like, crying my eyes out. I don't read when I'm, like, having a tantrum and I'm throwing things across the room. That's just not going to be productive. It's not going to have a good result. So every time that I'm reading a tarot card, I kind of sit in my own space. I clear my mind. I think about exactly where I'm going to be in the realm-wise when reading, if I'm going to be in a safe space or if I'm going to be in an area where I feel like I can get the best results. I mean, your mind is so powerful. You can literally go wherever you want it to go, right? So in my mind and in, you know, the physical world, I'm always in a space of tranquility, and peace. So that way I'm always like neutral when I read. I'm always kind of just like, let's see what's going to happen. It could be like a 50-50 chance on whether or not it's going to be bad or good. So that's how I base my readings. And I always have like this ball of light that surrounds me. I know it sounds really lame that you have a ball of light, but like I seriously imagine like a ball of light over my head. And like I'm making the motions right now. It's so funny. So I imagine like a ball of light over my head and it's shining down with protection and it's surrounding me and it's warmth. And I feel like that usually will protect me from, you know, entities or spirits or anything that can harm you. This ball of light is going to protect you. So that's what I imagine whenever I'm reading. So I feel like your emotion is so huge. You, like I said, you don't want to come into it like feeling really shitty. You want to come into it being having like an open mind, you know, like with any kind of like, and when you're talking to like a friend, you come into it feeling like shit or like you don't want to be mean to them or rude. So come to them when you feel like it's going to be respectful. So like, that's actually a really good way of thinking it. Like when you, good job, Jules. when you're reading your tarot cards, have respect for it, you know, like understand exactly what is happening because you're asking, you know, for divine guidance. You're asking the universe to kind of give you a sign to tell you what's going on. So have respect for it, you know, give it, you know, everything that it deserves to have, you know, it deserves someone who is respectful, deserves someone who is, you know, serious about it. It deserves someone, you know, who is worthy. And I think that's huge because, you know, a lot of people have this misconception about tarot cards and they think that it's a hoax and that it's fake. And they think that whoever reads is a scammer. They use it for money. And, you know, like, unfortunately, that is some people who actually do that and they can be scammers. I'm not trying to say the whole profession is a scammer and I'm not saying that you shouldn't use, you know, your services for money. But, you know, that's not something that I do because I just, you know, I only read for my friends. I don't read professionally for other people. I've been told many times that I should, but I'd rather just read for my friends and for family who actually need guidance or if they need someone to talk to, they can come to me. But yeah, so I think, like I said, emotions are huge. And the reason why I didn't like getting the sword suits is because every single card that's in the sword is really, really intense. Like, if you get the Ace of Swords, it talks about illumination. If you get the Two of Swords, it talks about crossroads, I'm sorry. Or reverse will be like, there's no right answer or right choice. Those are just like some things that I pick up on. And like the Ten of Swords, you get like feeling of death and inevitable end. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, why do I get this right now? You know, I feel like out of all of the minor arcana cards, the Suit of Swords isn't very nice and it doesn't play fair. You know, granted that when you read tarot cards, I mean, you shouldn't sugarcoat the answer. You know, it's not, that's not what it's for. If you wanted to sugarcoat it, you can just bullshit and lie about it. Whereas whenever I read, I always take it straight up, you know? And I take it whether it's going to be bad or if it's good, you know? And it's just like, it shouldn't really matter how it comes out. The point of the reading tarot cards is to use your intuition and to see what's going on in your mind or in your friend's mind or whoever you're reading for. So I think that is what I feel appropriate when it comes to emotion and tarot cards. That's something that I think everyone should, you know, benefit towards is coming into it with a peace of mind, because, you know, if you don't and it's just, and you get the result, it could, like, let's say if you got like a really good card, but you're in a shit mood, you're going to think everything is shitty. You're not going to think that this card is a good card. You're going to be like, oh, you see the negatives into it, right? So you got to just be really clear and you got to be open-minded and you got to be just respectful. So there's that portion of it. Now, the second side I think is important to talk about is the aftermath. So, you know, after you read your cards, you're obviously going to have this emotion or any emotion of feeling towards what the card is telling you. And, you know, it's okay to be sad, mad, angry, or fearful, or have anxiety, you know? I think that's a good thing. That means, you know, you're still, your sanity is still there, you're still human, and you have emotions, and it's a beautiful thing because you can actually feel something. Some people don't even feel any emotion at all. So if you're lucky enough to feel the emotion when you're reading a card, that's excellent. That's great. That's a good start. But, you know, I keep going back to the Suit of Sword reference because I had got this card or the suit of like 5 times this week, and it was completely throwing me off, and I was kind of like fearful and kind of just, it was too intense for me because I couldn't figure out why I kept getting this card and why, you know, how is it correlating to me, because I didn't see a connection. And, you know, every single time that I read a tarot card, whether it's like a good or a bad thing, I always try to make it as positive as I can. Because what's the point in seeing things negatively? Like, it's just, it's exhausting, you know? It's always, you know, you always have to try to put this emotion to it that's just non, like, it, you don't need it. You know, it's a wasted emotion. So I think that every time I'm trying to read, I always want the outcome to be a good, positive one. So you can always spin things, you know? If you're reading for yourself or for others and you happen to get a card that isn't, you know, a good quote-unquote card, you know, you can always see the bright side of it, you know, the silver lining. Read it from that perspective and it shouldn't be that bad, you know? And once you read from that perspective, you can kind of create a story around it and, you know, explain to either yourself or the reader on why it's leading you towards this path. So that's how I usually read for myself and for others, but like, you know, the aftermath. It's really important to kind of write and note down your emotions for it. Like, I keep a journal whenever I read a tarot card, or, you know, like, I write everything down. I write exactly what I was feeling in that moment. I write about what exactly it could mean to me. How does it make sense to my life? And then, you know, I either can go to my books, or I like to use Pinterest. It's actually a really good tool to look up tarot cards and their meanings. And I'll see, you know, if I'm either on the right track or if I'm like completely off the spectrum. And I kind of like use the definitions as like a guideline. You know, I don't use it as the definition, like the whole root of it. whenever I use definitions for tarot cards, I take it with a grain of salt and I kind of just like look at it for face value. The reason why I do that is because I don't really like reading from books, looking online and looking at the card and like their meaning, that's fine. It's just like a base kind of feeling towards that. But like when I read in books and they have like the whole entire 2 pages dedicated to the description about like how it could mean in your love life, your work life, your, you know, everyday life, you know, it has like all these different, you know, facets to the card. And I get that the card is very complex and it can, you know, go either way. But like, I just don't like how every book is trying to be like the same. You know what I mean? So like every single book usually has a similar definition. And I just like, I don't get it. Like, how is that possible? How could every single person who's written that book say, oh yeah, the definition that I'm putting out is just like that other person's definition. Everyone's going to be different, you know? And whenever I read, I keep like my own book of shadows next to me because I put all my notes in there on tarot cards and how I feel with each deck. Because each deck is going to feel different. It's going to be, you know, it's going to have this edge to it. Like the deck that I'm using currently is the Modern Witch tarot deck. And it's going to be different from my Ethereal Visions deck because they're just completely different. Yes, they have the same cards, but they're going to be feeling different. So like I can use the Ethereal Visions one day and the Modern Witch tarot the other day. And they're going to be really different answers, I feel like. And it also depends on the day, too. Like, each day is going to be obviously different. So the cards are going to be different. And that's okay, you know? I mean, if you want to, when you can read from 2 decks, 3 decks, whatever you want to see what answer you get. But, like, what I'm trying to say is keeping a record of exactly what's going on when you read is so important. It makes you kind of reflect back on the week. Like, I keep a record, like I said, of what I had every single day this week. And I look back at the end of the week and I'm just like, okay, so that's right. I was feeling like a cold-hearted bitch that day, or I was feeling really happy and confident, you know? And it kind of just shows you how much either you've evolved or it shows you exactly how well you're reading the card, because you can always, you know, check back with the definition with the, your definition with the book or online and see how close you are to that one. But I feel like it really doesn't matter what the definition is online or in the book. I feel like it matters what you feel and what you think, because when you're reading, it should be for you. It shouldn't be, you know, because you're doing this for a show, or you're doing this because, you know, you think that it'll make you popular or like famous or whatever. That's another thing. But yeah, you should use your own intuition and your own gut. I feel like that's like the most powerful definition that you can ever have, is based on what comes up immediately to your thoughts. So the first word or even phrase, whatever it is that comes to you, is your intuition, or it's your spirit guide telling you something, or it's like your ancestor or like a spirit trying to connect with you. Your first instinct is so huge. No matter what, go with it. And then you can build from there. So my advice when it comes to tarot cards and your emotions, really, really be in a place where you feel comfortable, where you feel safe, and where you feel like you can use your full potential. Because everyone is beautiful, everyone has magic, and everyone is, you know, they can basically do whatever the fuck they want to their best potential if they can, or if, you know, if they want to. And I think that message that I'm trying to send out to the world, the universe, to whoever wants to listen, I think it's important to use your intuition with everything, your gut feeling. Even when you're meeting people, use your gut feeling. Like, what do you think about them immediately? You know, like, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but if your gut's telling you this guy is like a psycho and you shouldn't date him, yeah, listen to that. There are red flags everywhere. So just take things slowly. Make sure you're in your safe space and use your gut feeling. Use your God-given talent and abilities to figure out what the fuck the card is trying to tell you. That's basically everything that I can give advice towards. And, you know, for all the beginner tarot readers out there, I know it's overwhelming, but don't give up on it, because it is such a beautiful and useful tool that once you kind of get the hang of it, it's kind of like writing a book, riding a bike. You know, like, you kind of fumble at first, but once you get going, it's like, why haven't you been biking your entire life? It's so great, so free-flowing. You can go from A to B, and it's not going to be a problem. So give it a chance. I know 78 cards is hard to, you know, remember, let alone reading the reverse definition of it. So just take it easy, take it step by step, and don't give up. And just know that you're not alone out there, because, you know, there's people like me who want to just, like, help you, to help guide you. And, you know, there's so many other people out there who want to do the same thing. And so just know you're not alone. You're not the first to experience this overwhelming fear and overwhelming feeling. There are people out there who have been through your shoes or in your shoes, and they've come out, you know, in the end, a stronger person for it. And I think that whoever wants to start reading tarot, I think it's a really good step towards, you know, trying to figure out what witchcraft really is. So, you know, I'm not saying that tarot cards are the answer to everything tarot, I'm not saying that tarot is the only thing that's part of witchcraft and magic and everything, but it's a good start. So if you guys ever have any questions about tarot cards, or if you kind of want some guidance, you guys know where to find me. My Instagram is witchcast9, so you guys can follow me on there if you want to. You can message me if you want to. I'm always checking to see if anyone needs assistance or if they want to talk. You guys can always message me to collab if you want to. I'm very friendly. Don't hesitate, okay? Just message me. I'm not a mean person, I swear. Everyone thinks I'm a bitch. But, like, I'm such a nice person. Like, I genuinely think I'm a nice person. And I have so many people that can vouch for me. So if you ever want to, like, reach out and just say hello or just, like, ask questions, I'm here, okay? So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one.